Something that is very unusual, another word for unusual, say something happened, which is very strange. You say, my, isn't that what? Isn't that...
You mean accident?
Or you always say isn't, something very unusual. Isn't that very queer? What does queer mean to you? Does it mean strange or unusual?
Well, it's unusual if it's queer.
Now, my wife often says to me, when I won't do what she wants me to do, she'd say to me, don't be so...
ornery?
That's exactly what she says. But she says, because I'm German, that I'm very set in my ways. Or she say, don't be so...
bullheaded.
That's right. You've got it down. You've heard this too, okay? Set, you ever hear you say, don't be so set?
Yeah.
Now, a person who's easily offended, you got to watch out what you say to them because they're so easily offended. You might say that person is very...
touchy.
Okay, and if a person who's standing there like that ready to hit you, you'd think, my, he's very...
ornery.
Or he doesn't like something I did. He's going to hit me. He's very... when somebody does something you don't like... they have to get upset about it. They have to get, we might say mad, but another word might be what? Would you say he got very mad?
Excited?
Would you say angry?
Angry, yeah.
How about, did you ever say he got head up?
Yeah.
Head up?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you say to an excited mother? Her child's been injured and she's going to pieces, and you want her to would you say, "Whoa, just keep
quiet"?
Now, at the end of the day, you've done a terrific day's work. You're just
all in,
and you're very
tired.
Would you ever say, "I'm fagged out"?
Yeah. Tuggered out.
Okay. And you might say, I'm just all
in.
Or all worn, would you ever say?
Yeah, all worn out. Yeah, that's a different expression.
Okay.
That.
All right, if somebody was well today, but the next day wasn't well, you might say would you say took sick or got sick? Or was taken sick?
She took sick.
Okay. Now, suppose I started sneezing and coughing. You might say that I what? A cold. That I have a cold, but that I...
sneeze?
Yeah, I'm sneezing and coughing, and that's the symptoms of a cold. So you might say to me, I see you...
caught a cold.
And when you lose your voice, you're what?
Hoarse.
And suppose you leave some medicine beside the bed. You come back and it's still there. And you ask, haven't you
taken your medicine?
Okay. And a person who can't hear very well is?
Hard of hearing.
Or?
That's me.
That's me too. You ever see me turn like that? Apparently I don't hear too well out of this ear, or this ear, I don't know which, but I'm always turning. A person who can't hear a thing is,
he's deaf.
And suppose yesterday I worked very hard, my shirt got wet, and you might say that I, what?
Sweating.